for simple people like me. Amen. But just what you said about it, young lady, just keep going for the Lord. Now, it made me think about a lot of things. You know, the Lord knows where we're at. Yeah, He knows we're not perfect. But I thank God when we falter and fail, all we've got to do is ask forgiveness, get up and keep going. You know, 1 John 1:9 is in the Bible. And we need to mean it sincerely and keep on and going. The devil would tell us, stop. Quit. There ain't no use. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Tell you, get up and get going, boy. Ain't no time to sit around. There's people dying going to hell. And you can encourage some brother. And you ladies can encourage some sister in the Lord. You know what? There's someone watching us. They're watching us how we run this race. We know what Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 says. But I'm going to tell you, there's people here on earth watching us. The unsaved are watching us. And glory to God, we got some young people watching us. If we falter and don't get up, what are they going to do? They know what the Bible says, but God made us a testimony example. And I'll tell you what, the greatest legacy we all going to leave is what people see in us. In action more than in word. So I appreciate that, young lady. Just keep going. That's the way next time you don't make it, you keep going for Jesus Christ. Too many people quit. Get bogged down. God don't want to get bogged down. I like coming here. I like to see the shouting a little bit. Praising a little bit. You know, honestly, I think we all can agree, if you've been in some independent Baptist churches, we're getting steeded in formalism. We've forgotten how to worship. We've forgotten how to be thankful. And just praise God. I'll tell you what. And they sit there. They got it all cut and dried. But those kids go out empty, same as they come in empty. And they wonder what's wrong. Why the young people, young men aren't getting called to the ministry. I was just thinking about that. Seeing these young men, how they're dressed. Why aren't they filled with the Holy Ghost? Hey, there's no age limit to be filled with the Holy Ghost. There's no age limit to serve God and praise Him. Buddy, I'll tell you what, it's available. But I'll tell you what, we who are a little older than the Lord, we're showing them how to worship the Lord. And I like the way pastors praying that night. I mean, just getting hold of the Lord and the men. I mean, just being who they are and calling out to God. Not some ritualism, formalism, and something repeated or thought of, but thank God for that. And that's the way I feel. I want to share that before I get gone. Because I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. That's been a blessing to me. I just want to update you a little bit. I'm thankful for what God's done in our ministry, but what I see here every time I come. Things haven't changed. Glory to God. The preacher's still preaching and shouting. People are still enjoying the Lord. And I thank the Lord that He's still working in the ministry He's gave me. And I thank the Lord for what He's done. He's brought me out of some deep waters. And He gave me a victory while I was in the deep waters. While others was sinking, I was a swimming. I mean that literally. And I want to share that with you. I think it'd be it'd be a blessing to you. Thank the Lord for the ministry on Capitol Hill. God's blessed it. It's going on between 13 and 14 years. And there at the U.S. Capitol for 11 of them, preaching the Word of God. Whether Democrat or Republican, God has His will away. Ain't nobody going to change it. And that's what's kept it there. If it was up to politics, that Bible study, believe me, would have been gone a long time ago. If the Republicans could sell out and get a vote, it would have been gone. If the Democrats could have booted me out a long time ago, I'd been gone. But they ain't in control. Glory to God, He is. That's what makes it all exciting. They think they are, but I know who He is. And you do too. That's what's exciting about living as a Christian. And knowing Him. And then down the Justice Department. With those heathen down, and I mean that sincerely. They hate God. Everything stands for God. They don't care about God. Especially Obama and his heathen cronies. They don't care. But it's still there. You know why? Because God ordained it. And nobody's going to take away what God started. Glory to God. And I thank the Lord for His saving grace and His staying grace. Just to keep on keeping on. And be thankful for what He gives us. And the Lord began to work my heart about 2 years ago. Prayed about it. And I'm going to go quickly. Don't want to hold y'all up. But then I said, yes, Lord. And began to go out into the state capitals to start the same ministry. Setting up Bible studies. Not just liberal Bible studies. Ecumenical, Bible-believing, fundamental, independent Baptist Bible studies. That preach the truth from the King James Bible. Not trying to get people come and come together with what they got and be themselves and bring all their false. But no, sir. Preaching the truth that men and women might get saved. And they might know the truth. God opened the door to the South Carolina Capitol at the auditorium and let me start that Bible study. And going into its second year, still got five independent Baptist pastors I asked, take that Bible study, rotate, preaching the Word of God. And as I said before, you get five independent Baptist pastors staying together almost 2 years, you're doing something. God's doing something. Hallelujah. That's good. Amen. I just talked to a couple of them recently and they're enjoying it. Going right into the second year. Went down to Georgia real quick. God opened that door. Did some phone work. Got through all the red tape and the bureaucrat talk and all that. God opened the door and got a good Bible study down there at the Georgia State Capitol. And got an independent Baptist pastor over that. Went down to Alabama, ran into a little roadblock, and I know the man that works the judge, Chief Justice Roy Moore again, and got to meet him when all that turmoil was going on in Alabama, and I had some meetings down at the state capitol. Got to know him, Judge Moore. Got to sit behind Judge Moore during his trial. And it was an experience, to say the least. And got that roadblock, and I called and talked to his man over there at the Supreme Court building. Told him what happened over the House of Representatives. And I wanted to start a Bible study to preach the Word of God. And this is what he said. He said, Brother Radish, just come on over here where we love Jesus, and we'll give you a room. You know what I did? I went right over there. And they gave me a room in the Alabama State Supreme Court building. Now, if you want to preach and witness and be somewhere where they can protect it, they make all the decisions in the state of Alabama. And God, praise God's gone into its second year. And I asked a good independent Baptist preacher, and he's got a couple other pastors helping him. And I attended and got to do some preaching at that Bible study recently. Chief Justice Roy Moore has attended. Another associate justice, staff people. Glory to God. When the ACLU is shutting them down, God's opening them up. I'm going to tell you, you can't get any better than that. Hallelujah. That's good. That's better than good. That's gooder than good. I tell you what, they can knock themselves out. They can cry and yell and scream. But when God says it's going to be done, they ain't going to root nothing out. That is good. I love it. Let them cry. And guess what? They got one of their sub-branches up the street, right from up from the Alabama State Supreme Court building. And that Bible study is going on every week. Because God's in it. Then the Lord spoke to me. I know two church planters out in Arizona went out there and real quickly. And God blessed. And I was able to open up a Bible study. No, nobody. No political influence. Don't need any. I got all the influence I need. I got a call to heaven. You do too. Just go to Him and talk to Him about it. And within a week and a half, I had that Bible study going at the state capitol of Arizona. You know why? Because God had it ready. And they're preaching out there. And what a blessing that is. Went up to New Mexico, Wyoming. And probably the two hardest I had to open up. But you know what? Didn't stop God. I was did some phone work. And I'm going to tell you this so you can get a blessing out of it. And they have me going from this person to that person. I'm used to bureaucrats a little bit, being around them and politicians. They have me talking to everybody in the New Mexico state government. They even have me talking to the janitor about getting a room. And I didn't know he was a janitor, so they gave me his name. They was running me around. So I talked to him. He said, "Sir," he says, "I'm just a janitor here." But watch this, how God worked. All of them would give me the right individual. I said, "Sir, let me ask you something." I said, "Well, who would you talk to if you wanted to get a room to start a Bible study?" He gave me the man I needed to talk to. Hallelujah. I talked to the right person. Because all the rest, I'm just one to mess around, fool around. And I talked to that individual. He was the chief lawyer for the legislature of New Mexico. Told him I want to start a Bible study and where people can come and hear the Word of God. He said, and I'm summing up, he said, "No way, shape, or form this can happen." And I talked to him on different occasions, told me the same thing, but he said, "I'll tell you what I'll do." He said, "I'll get you a room anywhere in this city," which is Santa Fe, the capital. "Get you a room in any of these buildings to start a Bible study." Isn't that like the devil? He'll do anything for you, but the right thing. You know, he'll give you this, long if it's not God's best. You know what I said? And I said it respectfully. I said, "Sir, I don't want a room anywhere in this capital or anywhere in the capital city. I want it right there in the state capital." He said, "Can't happen, sir." And I'm here to make a long story short. It did happen. Glory to God. And a good independent Baptist preacher, been pastor for many years. And I asked him, he said, "You get that room, I'll take that Bible study." God gave the room and he's preaching the Word of God there. And I can guarantee you that lawyer's still scratching his head wondering what happened. But I'll tell you what happened. God said it's happening. What a blessing. And the biggest one happened up in Wyoming. Called and did all the phone work and then got down to two people who were in control. And there were two women in the building commission. And both these women were radicals. I mean, radicals. Told them what I wanted to do. They delighted. You ever see someone delight in telling you no? They delight in telling me no about 10 times. And there's a no, no, no. It ain't happened. But you could tell in their reflection, they enjoy that power. And I said, "Well, ma'am, I'm coming out there. I'm going to start a Bible study in New Mexico State Capitol. I'm coming up there." Lady said, "You're wasting your time." Well, got that started, went up. And I had a list of independent Baptist pastors, and I called, and God gave me a man. I called some others, and they said this, that, and I called this particular independent Baptist pastor in Cheyenne, told him what I wanted to do at the state capitol. Here's what he said: "I'm ready. You get that room, I'm ready right now." I said, "You can pray." He said, "I don't need to pray about it. I'm ready. I know in my heart, if God's got the man, he's got the plan, he's got the room." And I'm going to tell you, went up there and got with that independent Baptist pastor. We went over to state capitol and started looking around with my wife. Saw all these public bulletin boards. Started witnessing one-on-one. And we come to one lady, started witnessing to her, gave her a gospel tract. She got bent all out of shape. And so we left her, kept on witnessing. And then I called that lady and I said, "Ma'am, I'm up here now." And I told her I'm going to start that Bible study at the building commission. She said, "I told you, you're wasting your time." So I told that pastor, "We're going to get the flyer ready." And we got that flyer ready for the Bible study. We're going to start that next Wednesday. And on those bulletin boards, they were advertising rock concerts, selling houses, having bake sales. Well, if they can put all that junk up there, I could put up a flyer about starting a Bible study. And we're going to start it right in the atrium where they eat. And where that public area is. I mean, they can sit down, drink coats, and eat hot dogs. We can sit down and talk about Jesus. And so, got that flyer ready and went over there and started putting them on all those four floors. All those bulletin boards. And in between the elevators, they were sticking up stuff. All kinds of goofy things. And we borrowed some of their stick pins, but we stuck up the flyers and put it about the Bible study starting out Wednesday. And so I called that lady again, the building commission. Here's what she said: "You shouldn't have done it." I know what she's talking about, but I want her to talk a little bit. I said, "What shouldn't have I done?" She said, "You know." And I'm going to tell you what. I'm here to tell you she did everything. She said, "You just call the Attorney General's office and see what he's got to say." So I said, "You give me the number." She gave me the number. I dialed it up, got the individual. And as I was getting out what I was going to say, they had him groomed. And he was saying the same thing they were saying. No way, shape, or form, it's going to happen. They had him really groomed. And they said, you may as well forget it. So we hung up. The pastor and I looked at him. I said, we ain't forgetting it. We're starting that Bible study Wednesday. Right in that public area in the atrium. And so on our way over, we pulled over early in the morning. I called that attorney general's office. He answered. I said, sir, we want to stop by and talk to you. He said, you're wasting your time. I said, well, then can I talk to you now? I said, go ahead. And I began to talk to him. God gave me a little wisdom. I said, sir, you know, it's kind of unusual. He said, what's unusual? I said, it's unusual that I can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ through a Bible study for 10 years at the United States Justice Department. And they realize that their employees have the right, the civil right, to attend a Bible study. And they provide the room, and they do it on their own time, but they provide the room. And you're telling me that the state employees at the Capitol do not have that right? And the United States Justice Department tries all the major civil rights cases in this nation. He got quiet, dead quiet. In about a minute, he didn't say, I have to go to someone and talk about it. He said this, what I'm going to do is call my clients, which is the building commission, those two ladies, and tell them to let this Bible study go on. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you what, God will give us wisdom. And boy, that click, what he's thinking, oh my, they're having a Bible study there, and they can't have one here. He can just see lawsuits, you know. I wasn't threatened with lawsuit, but he got the image. I'm telling you, God's going to have his way. And so he said, you go over there. He said, they're going to have that permit ready for you. And so I went over early. And I went over there. One of those Hillary Clintons was in the meeting. The other had come out, and she was full-fledged mad. You ever see someone so mad that was just trying her best to keep it in? I thought she was going to bust out to the seams. I said, ma'am, did the Attorney General office call you? Yes. Did he tell you what we wanted and he was going to let us do? Yes. I said, when can we get that permit? She said, now I told you. It may take 30 days. I said, ma'am, that's before the Attorney General said it was going to happen. Do I need to call him back and talk about these time limits? No, sir. I'll have this ready by 3 o'clock this afternoon. You know why? Because God's going, he's in control. I went over at 10 to 3. She come running out there and gave that thing to me. And I went outside, and I don't believe in dancing. I don't believe in doing a jitterbug. But I did out in the middle of that street. I had a time, and I was waving that permit. Thank God. Hallelujah. It's time to praise him for it. If they didn't like it, they didn't have to look. I mean, they tried to give me every fit possible. But glory to God, we need to enjoy our victories in the Lord. Now, the devil and his cohorts try to stop us from knocking on a neighbor's door. They don't want us to preach on a street corner. They don't want us to give tracts at the Walmart or anywhere. They don't want us to keep our mouths shut. But glory to God, we need to tell them that Jesus saves. And when there is victory, there's nothing wrong with celebrating it. They celebrate their wickedness. It's about time to give a little praise to the Lord. And I got sick about that time. Had major surgery there in Colorado. Took a tumor out of my colon. And they said they didn't find out any other cancer. And I was up in 4 or 5 hours. I walked a mile. They were astonished. As a matter of fact, a little taken aback by it. And then that Sunday, I almost walked 2 miles. Pushing that IV thing. But God, I was feeling good. I mean, God blessed me. And went down to Mayo Clinic. They checked me. Said, we don't see anything else. Came back to South Carolina. Checked me. Didn't see anything else. And I'm making a long story real short. Instead of having to make 12 treatments for 6 months, I got in a study program because I qualified, only had to take 6 treatments over 3 months, and just had a doctor visit, and glory to God, I'm cancer-free. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. I couldn't find that in August, couldn't find that in September, can't find nothing now. You know why? Because God's still alive and well. And I'm going to tell you, I'm here to shout the glory and praise his name. I'm going to tell you what. The old devil will try to knock me out. But I'm going to tell you, when I took those treatments, my wife's here, I didn't lose my strength. Some people couldn't eat 4 days at a time. I never missed a meal. Woke her up in the middle of the night a couple times eating. and I walk twice a day, take the treatments. Sometimes high as an hour at a time. I'm going to tell you, I owe God a lot. A lot of people went through a lot of deep water. I went through deep water, but buddy, I was swimming going through that deep water. And I'll tell you, and some people sink. Glory to God. And I went through that and they said, took my blood. Now the research box said, it's excellent. And when they checked my immune system 7 times during this treatment, not one time did it dip. And most time when people take chemo, it knocks their immune system all to pieces. Not one time. And they said my blood work was excellent. And the scans were just as... It was excellent. So I thank God for what He's done. And you know what? Did work at the Louisiana State Capitol. Got to witness the 24 House Senate members. Looking at the Mississippi State Capitol, Texas State Capitol, and the Colorado State Capitol. I'm going to tell you, people need to be saved. And you know what we do? We witness to them there. I'll get out in front of the Capitol, preach. I've preached on U.S. Capitol at different times, right on the steps. Why not? Jesus saved my wicked soul from hell. Hey, I'm never going to get too dignified to go out and tell them about Jesus loves them. Gave a witness to over 2,400 people in the last 4 months. You know what? People need the Lord. And it's not politics they need. It's Jesus Christ. And the politicians need something too. They need Jesus Christ. And I'm going to thank your pastor. He's always been very kind and gracious to me. I called him just a couple of days ago like I usually do. And was able to come down and he's always been gracious. Church has always been good and I appreciate it. Thank you. And I've always been blessed greatly by being here. And it usually seems I'm here when you're getting ready to start a meeting. I don't know what to... Maybe I need revival. But, you know, and I enjoyed it last time. And but the last time you was having a meeting. And so it's a blessing. I thank God I can get revived every day. How about you? If we don't get revived every day, something wrong with us. It ain't wrong with God. We need to stay revived. With that said, anybody got a quick question? Anybody? Right now we got about 23 people working in the Capitol Ministry, including my wife and I. And a young man just came aboard. He's going to be the field representative, and he started race deputation. And God's done it all. I can just tell you right now, I wouldn't even know how. There ain't no way to do what God's done. Going to places and new states and political circles and talk to governors. There ain't no way outside of the will and plan of God. That's the only thing you can say. Same as this. It's all by faith. It's not by flesh. Anything by flesh falters and fails. But God never fails. Praise God. The church will stand. The gospel will always stand. If you'll turn to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. I tell you one thing we do need. Well, we need some good young men being called all over the place to preach the gospel. And I don't know what the statistics are. That's not my business. That's God's. But I remember growing up, you'd hear of young men in the mountains of West Virginia being called. I mean, some teenagers. Man, I'd like to see that. But honestly, I feel my heart. I'm sharing my heart. I think we've become so, not all, not this one, but too many of our independent Baptists, so dignified. And formalism is taking over that our young men aren't really getting in to understand what worship's all about. Understanding what service to God's all about. Understand what knocking on doors all about. Understand what witnessing people's all about. Understand what the greatest thing we can do is tell a lost soul about Jesus Christ. That's all of it. The silver and the gold and the houses and the lands are nothing compared to service for Jesus Christ. And it used to be on the outside those things were meant so much, but something inside the church was different. They knew they needed those things, but it wasn't predominant in their lives as the degree it is today. My prayer is, as I've worked in helped this young man in the ministry for about 6 months now. Get him going for the Lord. God let me train another and then another and then another and then another and another. Until he returns, I go home to be with him. Because you know what? That's what counts. That's what counts. And I love young people, and I know you folks do, your sons and your daughters. The greatest thing is not to train your son to be a businessman. Or your wife or your daughter to work out as a public school teacher. Now just hold on, listen to what I say. The greatest thing to teach him is to serve Jesus Christ. That's the only thing going to carry him through. All the other is icing on the cake. Put the first things first. Amen.